इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। इंडिया एट 70 डिस्कसेस अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स व्हिच सिग्निफिकेंटली इन्फ्लुएंस्ड इंडिया इन द पास्ट 70 इयर्स। सो वी कैनॉट इग्नोर वन फेनोमेना दैट स्टार्टेड इन 2008। इट बिगैन एज समथिंग दैट हैज ओरिजिनेटेड इन स्पोर्ट्स, but it turned out to be a fantastic combination of sports, entertainment, glamour and lot of fandom. It has crossed barriers of caste, creed, languages, religion, and the fandom or the popularity is not decreasing in spite of some scandals that we have seen in the recent past. I'm of course talking about the Indian Premier League, the IPL. It originated in 2008. And the past 11 years have seen only the rise and rise in its popularity. To talk about this fantastic phenomenon, I have with me Sushobhan Patankar. Sushobhan has been a sports journalist for 13 years. He has covered a lot of Indian cricket, has been a witness to the birth of this historic phenomenon. So, welcome to Itihas, Sushobhan. It's a pleasure to have you here. And let's go more than a decade back and see how this whole thing started.
Thank you, Sneha, for giving me this opportunity to talk about Indian Premier League and cricket as such over the past 11 odd years. But when you talk about Indian Premier League, you got to understand how it all started. I mean, I got this very little opportunity of looking at a slice of Indian cricket's great history. Like, I've seen Indian cricket from 2002 onwards, as when I started reporting sports as such. But in India at that time, and even now, most of it is about cricket. Cricket is the most popular game in this country. And I got this really great, and I consider myself fortunate to have that got that opportunity to, see how the game, how cricket has, evolved after 2002. Now, when I say 2002 onwards, when we talk about it, it is actually a time period when Indian economy was growing at its fastest pace. Right. And that was the time when all these things happened. Mm. So when you talk about 2002, it was the year when India was going for 2003 World Cup, and they were clearly the favorites.
Right.
And everybody was anticipating a lot of things from Indian team. And in 2003, though our start was not good in the World Cup, which happened in South Africa, later on we went on to the finals of that World Cup, and it was really unfortunate that we couldn't win the World Cup.
Yeah.
There was a lot of expectations going on from 2003 onwards till the time the next World Cup happened in 2007 in West Indies. I mean, people were just talking about how Indian cricket is evolving. It was the time when the youngsters were taking over. It was the time when Mahendra Singh Dhoni came into the team, and he became the main force or the backbone of Indian team. People were expecting a lot of things from Indian team, which went for 2007 World Cup.
Right.
For West Indies. And I remember I went to see off Indian team in February when Indian team went to West Indies, and it was in Hotel Taj where that farewell function happened, the last press conference which Rahul Dravid conducted. I saw that press conference, and
right.
There was this huge air of expectation from team of legends. You had Sachin Tendulkar, you had VVS Lakshman, Saurav Ganguly, Rahul Dravid,
right.
Mahendra Singh Dhoni, Anil Kumble. They were the team of
stalwarts.
Legends, yeah. Were there, and people were expecting a lot. And what happened was India couldn't even go through the first stage, and that is the time when Indian cricket turned around. Somebody sensed it very early, or I would say sensed it correctly, is Z Group. Subhash Chandra, he somewhere felt that this is the opportunity, and he said that somewhere BCCI is trying to monopolize the game.
Right.
And I wish to change this entire scenario, and I want to bring in some platform, some sort of league for players who don't get an opportunity. BCCI and Indian cricket team is dominated by legends, and that's the reason why we are not going ahead.
Correct.
And that's the time when he conceptualized a league called Indian Cricket League.
Okay.
Why I'm talking about ICL is because he sensed a business opportunity there.
Right.
But he thought of a very sensitive nature of cricket at that time that people were expecting a lot of things from the team and team was not delivering.
Right.
So somewhere he accused BCCI, somewhere he accused the players as well, the legends. I mean, they did great job for Indian cricket, but he said that they are just monopolizing the Indian team and it needs this scenario must change. And ICL is that opportunity. And that was the time it made perfect business sense that cricket as a game, cricket as a business, cricket as a market needed a competitor.
Right.
And Z Group came in as a competitor and they started this Indian Cricket League. Correct. At that time, I remember I attended that press conference in April, and that just before the press conference, one of my colleagues, she told me that Sharad Pawar is really upset. The entire BCCI, you know, hierarchy, every officer is really upset with the fact that Subhash Chandra is really coming up with this league. It was like Carrie Packer coming up with that league back then in Australia, something like that Subhash Chandra was doing over here. And people were just shocked. They were not sure how to tackle this particular problem. And he launched the league. You know, players like Kapil Dev, Kiran More, all these players joined the league.
Right.
And that was a biggest shock for BCCI. That legend like Kapil Dev and Kiran More and other players, when they join cricket, Indian Cricket League, that gives them some sort of, you know, legitimacy. Now, here is a problem. You may ask that why ICL is connected with IPL. Now, the thing is, ICL forced BCCI to think about a league.
Correct.
Now, you got to see that BCCI always opposed this new format of T20 all through. And that was the time they realized that now is the time we need to market the game.
Right.
Take the game to the players, take the game to the audience, take the players to the spectators. And T20 is the right format to take this game to a number of people. That's when Indian Cricket League was launched and BCCI thought that they need to do something. And who else was there to take up this opportunity and grab this opportunity? A very, very shrewd, smart businessman, Mr. Lalit Modi.
Right.
LKM, I mean, Lalit Kumar Modi. I mean, his brain, his strategies, his efforts is the reason why we see where Indian Premier League is there today. So, you know, that was the time when Lalit Kumar Modi told Sharad Pawar, the BCCI president at that time, that we will bring in a franchisee-based model and we will run this league in a very, very professional manner. We will get someone like IMG to manage this league and we will be custodian of this league, but IMG will be managing this entire league. So this league was launched, I think, in October, and just prior to that, two important things happened. An Indian team which lost the World Cup went to England, won the test series there. There was this renewed faith in the team that we can do something. Then selectors did a very unexpected thing. What went on behind that closed doors, nobody knows. But for some reason, Rahul Dravid, Sachin Tendulkar, VVS Lakshman, Anil Kumble, all these players, they said that we are not going to participate in the T20 World Cup. Let this be done by the younger lot of the team.
Right.
The decision was right. At that time, Dilip Vengsarkar was chief selector. He handed over the captaincy of that team to a player called Mahendra Singh Dhoni. And as they say, rest is history. Mahendra Singh Dhoni, somewhere, you know, there were players like Virendra Sehwag was there, Yuvraj Singh was there. There were many senior players than Mahendra Singh Dhoni were there in the team. But selectors thought that MS Dhoni is the right choice for the job, and he did a fantastic job. Now, that was the turning point. India went on to win that World Cup. I mean, that last catch which Rishan took, that changed everything. I mean, there was this clear-cut new air or new sense of enthusiasm that this is the team and that's the format. And Indian team won the World Cup. Usually, it doesn't happen. But that day, when Indian team came back from the World Cup from South Africa, that day is still right in front of my eyes. I mean, I can't forget it ever in my life. I think Indian team landed in the morning at 7:30 or 8 o'clock and they came from airport to Wankhede Stadium. It usually takes, even if it is a lot of traffic, it takes 2 hours. But that day it was raining heavily and they were, you know, paraded in an open bus from airport to Wankhede Stadium. And that parade went on for, I think, 6 hours.
Wow.
And that was probably arrival of Indian Premier League. You know that T20 is the format and Indian Premier League is the name.
Right.
And that day people realized that here is a man who won the World Cup and here is a format where we are champions.
Right.
And if this is the format we are looking at, definitely Indian Premier League is the greatest product. You know, you got to see Indian team's defeat, arrival of ICL, legends joining the league, India winning Test Series in England, India winning the T20 World Cup, and right. Indian Premier League. Why Indian Premier League is Indian Premier League, the background is this.
Right.
Now, what happened after that is a lot of planning went on to it. I mean, I just know very little bit of it that very few people knew till the time the league was launched that actually 8 cities were selected and the corporates and brands and big companies were expected to bid for cities.
Right.
And the highest bidder was most likely to get that particular city and that person, that particular company was expected to own a team. And that's how it happened. As usual, you know, Chennai, Kolkata, Mumbai and Bangalore and Delhi, these 5 cities went without any problems. But BCCI wanted to take it to smaller cities.
Tier 2
cities. That's again Lalit Kumar Modi's brilliant brainchild that it should go to Jaipur, it should go to Chandigarh, it should go to a place like Hyderabad. They are not smaller cities, but people have regional aspirations attached to these cities.
Right.
He identified it and he sold this idea to owners of Rajasthan Royals, owners of Deccan Chronicles, and owners of Kings 11 Punjab, the team owned by Preeti Zinta.
Yeah.
So it's not about these 5 big cities. It has to go down to that level. And that's where the success of Indian Premier League lies, that people feel it's my team.
Right.
And that's how he formulated how teams are going to, get formed and all that, what are their names and all that happened. The teams were sold. People thought, yeah, good money. Ultimately he said that this is nothing, guys. The day players auction happens, you're going to see a lot of things. And we got this opportunity to ask him, sir, players auction, what do you mean by players auction? So he said the auctioneer will be there. He'll be pulling out a chit out of a box and he'll be talking about the base price of the player, and then the teams can actually
bid,
put their bids on the player. So we said, what's the base price? So he said, it is usually depends on player, but sometimes it is $20,000 to $2 lakh.
Wow.
$200,000.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I mean, that is like a lot of money, sir. So he said, yeah, that's how Indian cricket is going to change. We said, okay, let's see what happens. And actually the day of the auction, I mean, the way players were getting sold, I mean, the players we have seen playing in front of us got opportunity, to talk to them, interview them. A player like Rohit Sharma went to Deccan Chargers the first year. He fetched like 6 crore rupees. I mean, we were, oh my God, that is something. I mean, Indian Premier League is actually taking that funds to people, to the players, the most important stakeholders of the game.
Right.
They are getting paid for it. And there is absolute transparency there. At least appears that there is a lot of transparency there. That changed our, in a sense, people's perspective. I mean, while the coverage was on, I came out, couple of people asked me, generally those who were loitering around the OB vans, they said, "Humne suna hai andar players bik rahe." I mean, this was, it was like unbelievable thing for people that actually players are sold in a market. Indian Premier League changed the concept of the game.
Correct.
Indian Premier League changed the way players get rewarded. Indian Premier League rewarded the skill. Indian Premier League rewarded their passion for the game. In a sense, till that day, people thought that, okay, BCCI is the only organization in cricket which is going to give out all the money to the player. But it all changed. Indian Premier League changed it all.
Right.
The kind of telecast money they got, 1.1 billion. I mean, crazy amount of money.
Unheard of.
Unheard of at that time. So, to look at Indian Premier League, how it started, I gave you the history. The first game itself, I remember it was, I think, Kolkata Knight Riders game and they scored. I don't remember the score exactly, but after the first innings, I was outside, doing some work and I was probably covering in Mumbai Indians and their practice session and all that. And my boss called and he said, "Sushoban, Indian Premier League hit hai." I mean, it was unbelievable that a league like Indian Premier League in a country like India, people are saying that it's a hit product. And it is, whatever happened over the past 11 years, it is still the hit product. I mean, it's an experience in itself. I mean, ye hai cricket ka tyohar. It is actually a celebration of cricket.
Yeah.
Every year, April, May, you just wait for that celebration to happen.
Right.
And that's the success of Indian Premier League.
So, IPL became a hit product. You could love it, which most of us did. You could hate it, but you certainly could not ignore it. It made a huge impact and it changed cricket for good. How? That we'll discuss in the next episode. Stay tuned.